Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Scrooge, I presume.
Indeed you do, sir.
You don't know us,
nor do I wish to.
My name is Poole, and this is Mr. Hatton.
Excellent. Now, if you'll allow me to pass.
Let me... At this festive season of the year, it seems desirable that those of us with means should make some slight provision for the poor and destitute who suffer greatly at this time.
Provision? Are you seeking money from any?
Many thousands are in want of common necessaries. Hundreds of thousands are in want of common comforts.
Are there prisons?
Plenty of prisons.
The workhouses, are they still in operation?
They are. I wish I could say they were not.
The treadmill, the poor houses, still in full vigor?
All very busy, sir.
I was afraid from what you said that something had stopped them in full force.
A few of us are endeavoring to raise a fund to buy the poor some meat and drink and food and warmth.
Well, what can we put you down for, sir?
Nothing. You wish to be anonymous?
I wish to be left alone. Since you asked me what I wish, gentlemen, that is my answer. I don't make merry myself at Christmas, and I can't afford to make idle people merry. My taxes help to support the public institutions which I have mentioned, and they cost enough. Those who are badly off must go there.
Many can't go there, and many would rather die.
If they would rather die, perhaps they had better do so, and decrease the surplus population.
Surely you don't mean that, sir.
With all my heart. Now, if you will go about your business, gentlemen, and allow me to go about mine.
Sound like the government.
It does.
And in fact, it is like the government. That's why they have institutions and workhouses.
Indeed.
Like nursing homes where they send people to die. Now, this is the Christmas season, of course. Less than 2 weeks to go. And most disabled people do not have funding to get presents for their loved ones or for themselves or whatever, you know. Now, companies all over the country and perhaps all over the world are issuing bonuses for people who work for them, right? We, the disabled, whether you realize it or not, work for the government, and we don't get paid. We're trying to do the job that the government should have done and that they should do. And instead, they've put up independent living centers that are not allowed to raise money, not allowed to reach out to people in their own community and say, hey, we got $1,000 for every disabled person. We did a big fundraiser, and we want you to have a nice holiday. We realize that being disabled is hard work. You know, being disabled is harder work than the person who goes to work every day, because they've got everything there for them. You know? So where is the government? Just like Scrooge. You know, you heard what Mr. Scrooge said. I want to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the government.
Yeah.
They want to be left alone. That's why they've set up these agencies the way they have. And therefore, people who are at a disadvantage to begin with struggle with Christmas. Now, if your family is happens to have something extra and you're close with the family, yeah, of course the family will undoubtedly maybe help. But you can't rely on that. It's not a reliable source, family. And even if your family does help, you still should have the basic tools to deal with, to to get a job, to be able to go out into the world and to function and to have the basic things that you need as a disabled person. And we don't have that. And the government is not doing anything to get it for us. Now you take the death of Milton. What is the government doing to ensure that there will be safety regulations at the guide dog school, that the schools must be licensed and regulated? Not one thing has been done since the death of Milton by the government. And in fact, they've taken a stand of indifference by not addressing Milton the guide dog and his death at the foundation. So there you have another a Scrooge, you know. Aren't there workhouses? Aren't there prisons? Aren't there, I forget the old English word, but places for people to go?
Workhouses.
You know, where you have no regulations. See, in a sense, it's still like that, like it was in the 1800s. And in fact, that's where they got the whole idea from. Put people away. Put them so people don't have to see them or associate with them and so on and so forth. It's still like that today. That's what the nursing homes are.
Yeah.
And that's where they put people to go and die. So this is the Christmas show tonight, dedicated to letting people know that we, the disabled, work all year long on trying to change the system. Many of us, not all of us, but many of us do. And get no bonus for that work. Which means that the government is ungrateful, like Scrooge was.
Mm-hmm.
He is ungrateful for his freedom and all the extra things that he could afford. And of course, we all know that he learned a lesson. Question is, will the government learn a lesson? Or will they continue? When we come back, I'm going to give you one big example that was sent in writing. So stay within a sight on our Christmas show, and we wish everybody a safe holiday. Brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. And they gave my dog a Christmas present. Gave her about 20 cases of food. They gave her a new harness.
Very
thank
nice.
You so much. Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004. If you want to look them up. Big East, the key to rescue. At .org. Or the email, biggeasttheketorescue@verizon.net, if you want to send them an email.
Frank?
So, that's the kind of example that the agencies and the government should follow. What is it?
We have Lorraine on the line for you.
All right, hang on.
Okay.
We're brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And they're trying to break through to this whole setup and care more and more, evident by the fact that they're supporting Inner Sight. and allowing us to hold a news conference on the nursing homes in a couple of months. So we commend them for that. Silo, 631-880-7929. Go to their website and see all the programs that they have going on over there. Yeah, we're brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. You talk to Gary. You need dog food or cat food. Free. Now, there's a nice Christmas present. You know anybody who has an animal and they're having trouble, especially this time of year and this time of the month, feeding their animal? Call Gary. Nobody Starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Now, all these places that are helping, not all, but many of these places that are helping, are not agencies for the disabled. They're just places who care.
Right.
So the agency should take a lesson from these places. Kennedy Realty, supporter of InterSight. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena. Go an extra mile for a child and all the youngsters worldwide. InterSight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. All right, get the Able News. We'll run the Able News.
Okay.
On InterSight.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two managers, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, InterSight, and tonight our Christmas show. And I got a phone call from my brother. I have a twin, in case you don't know it. And he told me that he received a letter from Social Security. You know, they're going to give you an increase in January, if you can call
COLA,
it.
COLA, I think. Yeah.
And he received this letter telling him that they're going to cut. My brother is a Vietnam vet, by the way. They're going to cut his a disabled Vietnam vet. They're going to cut his food allowance by $25 because of the increase in the Social Security. Now, this is typical how the government operates, and this is a Scrooge-like attitude. You know, how can I give these people less? What way can we manipulate, you know? That's what Scrooge was saying in that. Can you play that again?
Yeah, no problem.
Let's hear the Scrooge again. Listen to what he says on InterSight.
Mr. Scrooge, I presume. Indeed you do, sir. You don't know us.
Nor do I wish to. My name is Poole, and this is Mr. Hadley.
Excellent. Now, if you'll allow me to pass,
let me explain.
At this festive season of the year, it seems desirable that those of us with means should make some slight provision for the poor and destitute who suffer greatly at this time.
Provision? Are you seeking money from in it?
Many thousands are in want of common necessaries. Hundreds
of thousands are in want of common comforts.
Are there prisons?
Plenty of prisons.
The workhouses, are they still in operation?
They are. I wish I could say they were not.
The treadmill, the poorhouses, still in full vigor?
All very busy, sir.
I was afraid from what you said that something had stopped them in full force.
A few of us are endeavoring to raise a fund to buy the poor some meat and drink and food and warmth.
Well, what can we put you down for that?
Nothing. You wish to be anonymous?
I wish to be left alone. Since you ask me what I wish, gentlemen, that is my answer. I don't make merry myself at Christmas, and I can't afford to make idle people merry. My taxes help to support the public institutions which I have mentioned, and they cost enough. Those who are badly off must go there.
Many can't go there, and many would rather die.
If they would rather die, perhaps they had better do so, and decrease the surplus population.
Surely you don't mean that, sir.
With all my heart. Now, if you will go about your business, gentlemen, and allow me to go about mine.
So there's the Scrooge attitude. Let them die. There's how it lines up with the nursing home. The same attitude that Scrooge has, and the same idea. You know that they've set up the independent living centers in such a way that they're controlled by the government. And that's the Scrooge attitude. You know, we see it all year long. It's more pronounced at Christmas time because people are more conscious of it. But it's the whole system and the way it works, how they look for ways to cut us. Now, Inner Sight does not want more money from the government. We want the government to allow the agencies to step in and raise the money. We want the government to give us freedom to keep our disability no matter what we get. I mean, if someone wants to give up their disability, that's fine. If they become wealthy or whatever, that's their business. But generally, people are not going to get wealthy. You know, you may get a something extra to help you, but most likely you're not going to be wealthy when you're disabled. I mean, let's be realistic. So even when we're trying to show the government how to save money and that we're not asking them for money, we're asking them for more protection, like in the case of Milton, like in the nursing home. Like in the people who can't get into places in wheelchairs. So there's the Scrooge, right here on Inner Sight, and right there in the government. All right, we still have a caller.
Yes, we do. Lorraine's waiting patiently.
All right, let's take a phone call. Inner Sight Live. Lorraine. Welcome.
Yes, hello. How are you all? Just listening.
Doing good.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you, both of you. Yes.
Good. Welcome
just came
to the
by
show.
To your, well, thank you. Came by your Christmas show tonight.
Yeah. We should play a couple of Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have any?
Well, I have a funny one.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Whatever you got.
Okay. Look. It's not set up like Sweet Pepper Treat,
right.
But it's my assistant, Alexa.
Oh, Alexa, yeah.
I'm going to start off with this one. Alexa, play Dominic the Donkey.
Here's Dominic the Donkey, the Italian Christmas Donkey
okay.
by Lou Monti on Amazon Music.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Lou Monti.
Is it too loud?
No, turn it up.
Okay.
It's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey, la, 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 Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer can, I climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Jingle bells around the street and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to a man he even understands. Kumbaras and kumbaras do they dance da 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 da. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings you chucharilla. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Hey, Dominic, what a Natale.
Let's pause.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that one. Uh-huh. And would you like to hear another one?
Yeah, sure. Oh, he came back online. I was wondering where.
Yeah, my phone cut off. Sorry about that.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Lou Monti was a very, very popular Italian singer in the 50s and 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
Or did you want to play another one?
Yeah. Alexa, play Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt.
Oh, nice.
Oh, all right.
Alexa, play Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, that's
Here's
a classic.
Here's Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt on Amazon Music.
Enjoy.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby forgot to mention one little thing. A ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
All right.
Alexa Paul.
On Inner Sight. Hey, Lorraine, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you think that the agencies should give us a Christmas bonus?
Yes.
Why do you feel that way? I mean, you've been through a lot.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody, they pay taxes enough that they should give you, like, a little Christmas bonus.
Mm-hmm.
They used to give Christmas bonus some years and decades ago, so I don't know why they won't just instill that now. Again, at least for the holidays. No.
Well, they allow all these agencies to get all this money because of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And we have to
That's right.
We have to, yeah, we're doing the job of the government. Now, the government is not helping us. I'll give you an example. It's not helping us to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. We're having
right.
to struggle on our own.
Yeah.
To straighten out places where the government wants people to die and take away their home and their possessions. I mean, man, come on. That's horrible. Think
that
about
is.
It. That's what dictators do.
Yes,
in these other countries. That's why there's wars.
Yeah.
Because they're telling people, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't stay in this land, you're going to die here, or whatever the situation is. They're telling people where they're going to die.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, it's steep.
So that's why we feel very strongly that we should get rewarded. At least once a year.
Should. Yes.
If not more.
Mm-hmm.
We should get rewarded for doing the government's work. It took 5 years to settle a case with me
mm-hmm.
and my friend Allie, who's also blind, because mm-hmm. we were on our way to a nursing home to help a blind woman get out. And
okay.
the accessor ride wouldn't allow us to ride because of my guide dog. All right. 5 years, man.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who drove the bus got away with it.
Yeah.
Nothing happened to him.
Of course he would. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is the government. And nothing has
yeah.
really changed.
No.
I mean, who's to say that it hasn't happened 50 times more and we don't know about it?
Probably
they didn't
has.
Do anything. Yeah, there's no new enforcement because of it or anything.
Nope.
You know? So it all comes down to we're doing the work that the government should be doing
mm-hmm.
to make us equal.
Yes.
All we want is to be equal. And it makes it even worse when we're not asking them for more money, when we're asking them to allow the agencies to raise the money. See, every state has an independent living center, and in every state there are different agencies and people in their jurisdiction. Now, why can't those agencies use that situation to raise money to help people? They could start with establishing a fund to keep a person out of a nursing home, you know, as needed. I mean, that money could be in a fund. And by the way, the New York Connection, the people who administer the Open Doors and all the other programs agree with me that there should be a fund to keep the person out of a nursing home. That would be the beginning of getting rid of these places.
Yeah.
If there was money there to keep people out. And not programs that can exclude them or criteria that, you know, if a person gets worse, they got to go to the nursing home. It should be the other way around. Why do you want to go to a nursing home if your situation worsens? You know, they're going to make
like,
it even worse. What'd you say, Lorraine?
People say, I'd rather be dead than go to a nursing home again. You know, that's it's real steep when
it's
you
crazy.
Actually.
Well, that's what people
yeah, it's crazy.
Think
yeah.
You know. Then you have an
well, there you have
people.
The... Go ahead.
Do you have those people in nursing homes telling them when they're going to die? They don't have the right to tell a person when they're going to die. That makes them more sicker than what they are, make them more depressed. And that'll be on
mm-hmm.
their mind, and that will set them in a way of wanting to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they would have sent your aunt home
yeah.
with the help that she needed,
yeah.
I submit that she'd still be alive today.
I do
I
think so, too.
Too.
I agree about that, too.
I damn ass believe it.
Uh-huh.
And that goes for everyone else
yep.
in these places. They'd be better off and have more of a chance of being alive
mm-hmm.
in their own home than being tossed around in those damn nursing homes and neglected. You know. Now, I'm not talking about just sending somebody home. You know, I'm talking about with the help that they need.
That's right.
The expert help, you know, to be evaluated in the whole thing and let the agencies put up half the money for it and let the government put up the other half.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it should work. So, yeah, we're dealing with a real Scrooge type situation. And, the only difference is that the Scrooge repented. The government
mm-hmm.
is not.
Yes.
They're still staying in the same old crappy mold,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, don't forget tomorrow night the funnies. If you want to have a little fun, you tune in tomorrow night. It'll be a regular riot. All right, Louie will be here tomorrow night. And
okay.
I don't know if Sweet Pepper Treat is recovering. I'll have to see if she's up to it tomorrow night. So.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll have a lot of fun and good times tomorrow night. Inner Sight, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650, our Christmas show. And, you know, the thing that really makes it worse is that the way it is now, the agencies, even if they wanted to, could not give people extra money.
No, they
can't. Because it'll be used against people.
That's right.
Not in all cases, but in most cases. Especially the people on SSI. You know, God forbid they should have an extra few hundred bucks for Christmas.
That's right.
You know, I mean, that's horrible to
it is.
To have a country that you live in, that you love, to treat people that way. They ought to be ashamed of themselves doing that. So, you know, that's what we got to deal with, man. That's one of the hardest things. I believe that when you're disabled, you got to deal with. You get a small check. You get some food money, and in a couple of weeks, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, because the government doesn't give a damn about us. And the proof is that they won't let the agency step in and help. See? They've set it up that way. You know? I'm not proud of the country about that. I'm not.
Me neither.
I'm a proud American, but I'm not proud of the way they treat the disabled and the elderly. So, yeah, happy holiday. Hey, you got any more Christmas songs, Lorraine?
Yes.
I got a request.
Okay.
Irving Berlin. I love the Bing Crosby. Irving Berlin.
Okay.
I got a story before you play it.
Okay.
Irving Berlin wrote this song, White Christmas, when he was in California. And it was 80 degrees.
Oh,
and
man.
He was missing the snow.
Mm.
So he wrote this song, Dreaming of a White Christmas.
Yes.
80-degree day in California. Can you play that?
Yes,
Lorraine?
By Irving Berlin, White Christmas.
Yeah, by Bing Crosby.
By Bing Crosby, okay.
Yeah.
Alexa. Play the song White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
White Christmas by Bing Crosby on Amazon Music.
All right. I don't know if it still stands, but they say that Crosby sold more copies of that song than any other record in the world. I wonder if it was broken with all this rap stuff going on. But as far as I know, it still stands.
Irving
Berlin, the composer. All right, in a sight. We have any other callers?
No, we're good. Just us.
All right, our Christmas show, and the best present we could get is to get some politicians who will stand up with us and say, hey, that's a good idea to save the government money. And why not let these agencies start helping people? That's what they're supposed to be there for. You know? Why are we tying the hands of these agencies and stopping them from doing what the people want? That would be the best present we could get. You know, the change that Inner Sight is seeking, because it's a change for the better and it's a change that benefits everyone. No one goes without benefit with our Inner Sight idea.
Yeah.
The agencies, the people, the taxpayers, the government, everybody. We're doing more for the government than the President of the United States, because he hasn't endorsed. He hasn't endorsed this idea. You know, and we wrote him. We wrote him about Milton. We wrote him about a couple of letters. Never got an answer. So I believe Inner Sight is doing a lot more than the government. The only reason we're not moving forward on it as much as we should is because we don't have the money to move forward on it. Believe me, if we did, every time you pick up your phone, you would see it in front of you. And so on and so forth. I mean, it would be up in lights. It would be written in the sky. You know? Save money and get rid of the nursing homes. We would keep on rotating it, you know, with the different issues. So people wouldn't get, it wouldn't be monotonous. But I believe we'd get a lot of support if we had the funds to do a campaign on what Inner Sight wants to do. Because it makes sense. It's common sense.
Yeah.
Simple common sense is all it is. The landlords will love it too, because they're going to make money on it. The business people will love it, because more people could get jobs. I mean, it works all the way down the line, this idea. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline is 631-224-3090. And it's 844 Inner Sight time on the number one show in the world on the Disabled. Let's get a count. What's the latest count?
Okay.
Christmas count.
All right, hang on.
Look it up.
Okay.
All right.
Waiting for it.
Amount
okay,
of listeners.
Okay, get ready. 122,237. Thank you, everybody.
All right. We're climbing up there. I'd like to see us. Well, we only got a couple of weeks, but a miracle. I want to see a miracle. I want 123,000.
That'd be good. I've been advertising
right.
it.
But that's not bad for a show with no money behind it.
You're right.
Imagine if we had money behind this show.
Oh, my God. We'd be dangerous.
We'd have
good.
Millions of listeners.
Yes, we
and
would.
Then ABC would have to put us on.
There you go.
Yep.
Hey, Lorraine, imagine if Inner Sight was on ABC.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Wow.
I'd be grinning from ear to ear.
Yeah, really would. Yes.
I bet you we'd get rid of those damn nursing homes then.
Oh,
yes, we would.
Better
without a doubt.
It,
if the stories you tell about how they are, how they treat their loved ones, they would take them out of them in a minute.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah. Horrible, man. Because, you know,
the public has to hear the real truth in the matter, what you're going to get and what your loved one is going to get when they go in there. Nothing but hurt and abused and depressed.
I'd like to see these, well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'd like to see these organizations for the black people do something for people in nursing homes. There's a lot of black people in nursing homes. And these organizations are supposed to help the blacks, haven't done a damn thing to help them.
Right.
Just another avenue where they're doing nothing, you know. So step up, folks. What can you do? Help Inner Sight turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. You know?
That's right.
Put it on I don't care. A big percentage of the homeless people in this country are black.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So do it like that. Promote it, you know? Put some money behind it. Let's get rid of these nursing homes, man. We don't need them. We don't want them.
That's
get
the
rid
truth.
Of them. For Christmas and forever. All right, Inner Sight email, Inner Sight 1620 gmail.com @gmail.com. And I have to apologize to Miss Russell in the Ronnie Millsap office. I have to learn how to answer my email, so I apologize that I haven't gotten back to you. But I will get into the phone store, and hopefully they can show me how to work this email. So thank you for your email, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. All right, Inner Sight. Yeah, I'd love to get Ronnie and Jose and maybe even Stevie to get together.
Now, that'd be great.
A show in honor of Ray Charles, you know, to help Inner Sight. And if they were so inclined, maybe we could do it to start a fund to at least try to keep some blind people out of nursing homes.
Yeah.
You know? It might be a good way, a good approach. I don't know. I'll have to analyze it and talk to them and, you know, see what they think. It would be Feliciano, Ronnie Millsap, and if Stevie wanted to come in, he's welcome to. But that's in the back of my mind.
Yeah,
you know, I did it once in 1972 with Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder, and it was a big success. I think it's time to do it again. It was called an out-of-sight night. This would be an inner-sight night.
There you go.
You know, and I would love to get something like that off the ground. It would really help us, especially now, to get the word out. All right, we'll see what happens. I started it. I contacted Ronnie Millsap's office, so could be the beginning.
Yeah.
That's how I did it years ago. I just called Stevie Wonder and got him on the phone, and he liked it. And then we got a conference call with Ray, and then the whole thing came together. It was a miracle.
Yeah.
It was a miracle. We sold the show out. And it was all over the news. And it was so funny because to this day, I don't think Stevie would admit it or his publicist, Ira Tucker, who is a dear, dear friend of mine for many years. To this day, nobody knows. Stevie put a, there was a news story that somebody stole Stevie's truck. This was a couple of nights before the show, you know. And we were selling tickets, you know. Somebody stole his truck with all his equipment, you know, $1 million worth of equipment, you know.
Wow.
And they didn't know who did it or where it was. And I've always believed that that was a publicity stunt. Because the next night, the night before the show, the truck was returned or showed up, and we sold the damn thing out. So I don't know who thought that up, but I have a feeling it was a guy by the name of Ira Tucker.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. And Geraldo Rivera was the guy who broke the story, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So we did it once. I think we can do it again.
Yeah. You know.
Why not? History repeats itself, man.
Yeah, it does. Miracles happen, too, Frank.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm working on it. Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, and we'll have Lorraine there too.
Yay!
Yes.
Lorraine,
yeah,
you want to come to a show like that?
I would love that.
Me too.
Yes.
Yeah, wouldn't
very
we all?
Much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, say a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will.
Keep it on your mind.
Will too. Definitely will.
Think positive, because
yeah,
we're gonna make this happen one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you know?
Definitely.
I mean, to get the word out is so important. All right, let's see. Who'd I forget? Oh, our good friends at Suffolk Bus. Thank you so much for helping Inner Sight. Greatly appreciate that. And all of our friends. And we're so happy that one of our volunteers, her son, is doing better. We had prayers for Johnny. He's out of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Doing better. And Pepper is cancer-free. Doing better.
Yay.
Thank you.
Prayers for her, too.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
So it works. Prayers work, man. Don't underestimate the value of praying.
Mm-hmm.
Never do that, Chris. That's the power.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Inner Sight Christmas show. Can we play another Christmas song? You know what? I love by Mariah Carey. Holy Night.
Oh, right. That's a good one.
Alexa, play Holy Night by Mariah Carey.
Oh, Holy Night by Mariah
Carey. This is
Carey
nice.
On Amazon Music.
Yeah.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. Our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoiced and pouring out.
Thank you so much, Lorraine, for providing the
You're
music
welcome.
Here tonight. Greatly
yeah,
appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Frolics. So tune us in. Have some fun and be safe out there. And don't forget, the government is like Scrooge. Are we going to make them repent? Like Scrooge repented.
Yes.
So you wait and see. It's going to happen. Yeah. We got signs,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think that email from Ronnie Millsap is one of them.
Yes.
You know. All right. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. In a sight. Safe Christmas. Safe holiday. Thank you, Inner. Thank Suzanne, engineer. Thank you, Lorraine.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Inner Sight.
Okay.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
How's your money feeling? It's about to feel happier with a certificate from Happy Money's partner, Michigan State University Federal Credit Union. Elevate and increase your savings with 18-month terms and only a $500 minimum. And the happiest part? MSU FCU certificates yield 4.5% APY annual percentage yield. Now that's a happier side of money. Elevate your savings. Go to happymoney.com/